Hare Krishna. Actually, I did come to Balaram Hall. I thought it was going to continue until the devotees came here, but I came after everyone left. I'll just share one incident which I have mentioned before, but I find it significant because it was through Yamuna Devi's intervention, you could say, that I came closer to Srila Prabhupada. And I think that her life was dedicated to coming closer to Srila Prabhupada herself and to bringing others closer to Srila Prabhupada. And then through following Srila Prabhupada's instructions, coming closer to Krishna. So it was a very simple incident. We had all come to Calcutta for the first pandal there, and quite often I would consult Yamuna Devi if I had questions, and I found that her answers were very appropriate and of course Krishna conscious. And I would not approach Srila Prabhupada with my questions unless I was convinced that there was no other way to get an answer. I didn't want to just take his time with my questions. But the questions I had in mind, I could not get any answer to. And so I approached Yamuna Devi and told her what my questions were, thinking that as she had done on other occasions, she herself might answer. But no, she said that I should ask Srila Prabhupada. She said these are just the types of questions that he would want to answer. You know, from just the type of anyway. So I went to him, and my questions were about my future service, my future course of action. So before meeting the devotees, I had an interest in making films. So one of my questions was, I used to have some interest in making films, and should I try to do that for Krishna, make films about Krishna? And Srila Prabhupada replied, there are others who can do that. Our main medium is books. Then I asked that now you are here, so everything is going nicely. But what if in the future when you're not here, ISKCON falls from the standard. What should I do? And Srila Prabhupada replied, and I'm not even sure why he said it, because I was a very new devotee. But he replied, you are also one of the important members of the society, so you should work for the correction, but don't leave. So both of these instructions were very important, and they have been guiding me ever since I asked them. And I wouldn't have asked them had Yamunadevi not convinced me that I should. Yamunadevi is so exemplary in every respect. She was exemplary in everything. She used to clean Srila Prabhupada's rooms here at the Krishna Balaram temple. And she told one story how, well, anyway, I can't tell the stories. I'm leading up to why I can't tell the stories and what the alternative is. But anyway, she would take everything apart and clean it thoroughly and put it back together again. So on one occasion, Srila Prabhupada opened up a stapler, or staple gun, took it apart, and pointed out a very thin line where there was some dust. And he quite, you know, what is this? I mean, because it's like she had such a high standard, but however high her standard was, Srila Prabhupada's standard was higher. Another example was cooking chapatis. I mean, she was an expert cook, and her cookbook, Yamunadevi's cookbook, won the award for the best cookbook of the year, and it's really a classic. In fact, many years after the cookbook was published, Yamunadevi and Dinatarine and some devotees visited an Ayurvedic clinic or spa, something in the Himalayas somewhere, Rishikesh, or not exactly Rishikesh, but somewhere near there. And the spa was run by a very venerable physician, and like a sadhu, saintly person and physician. So when Yamunadevi and the group were sitting at the table, this venerable teacher and head of the institution came and inquiring, you know, who are you, what is your name? And he came to Yamunadevi. He said, you know, I'm Yamunadevi from the United States. And he said, are you the Yamunadevi who wrote the cookbook? She said, yes, I am. And he paid flat dandavat. The venerable head of the whole institution played flat dandavat. And he said, like, you are my guru. Because that book is like our main textbook in our institution for cooking. So we don't even know, you know, how far her influence has extended. It was almost by chance that they found out that this institution was based in part on her cookbook. So coming back to her service to Srila Prabhupada, she had heard that, you know, there's a certain kind of flour that's the best for making chapatis. Probably someone knows the details better than I do. And then a certain kind of fire. Was it wood? Neem wood. Punjabi red wheat berries cooked on neem wood fire.
And ground that morning.
And ground the same morning before cooking. So Yamuna Devi got those details and she did it. And she served it to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada immediately responded. This is, you know, Punjabi red wheat berries, ground the same morning and cooked on neem wood fire. He knew it all. And it was perfect, almost perfect. And then he said, if you cook it, how much, like a tenth of a second? Yeah. One or two seconds more, it would have been absolutely perfect. So she was like on such a high level. But whatever level she was on, it's like Prabhupada was just a little higher, just encouraging her to become more perfect. She was already perfect, but encouraging her to become more perfect. And everything, her deity worship, I had heard, she told me, you know, in all humility actually, she told me she would worship the deities in London, Radha London, Ishwara, and she would put them to rest at noon, and she would do her Gayatri Mantra, and somehow when she would do her Gayatri Mantra, like tears would stream down her cheeks. I don't know, maybe she mentioned it to Srila Prabhupada. He said these like symptoms of bhava. And it's just inexhaustible. I mean, she's very involved with getting the deities made here in the Krishna Balaram temple. And it actually, part of it goes back to a visit, not a visit, but a time when we were in Madras. I'd arranged a program for Srila Prabhupada. And just at one man's house who was hosting us, he had some deities, and Prabhupada liked the features of that little deity. And so I guess she sketched it, and later that sort of became a model for the sculpture in Jaipur for Radha and Krishna here. But there, one other little, just a little something. In 1972, when Srila Prabhupada sent Yamuna Devi here. The summer was extremely hot. I mean, the summers in Vrindavan can be extremely hot, but that summer was extraordinarily hot. And before he sent her, he told her that you have to become fireproof. He said, in London, you had to become waterproof. And in Vrindavan, you have to become fireproof. Meaning, you know, obviously that you have to be able to tolerate the climatic conditions and you know, be fixed in your service, which she was. And so her legacy, it's the Yamuna Devi Legacy Project, there's like a book, going to be a book. And the team, Dina Tarini Mataji and the other devotees who've been working with her, are really preserving Yamuna Devi's mood. She had begun writing her memoirs, what were supposed to be her memoirs, but she never really let anyone read them. She was working on them, but she never let anyone read them. And at one stage, she said to Dina Tarini, if I'm not able to complete my memoirs, will you do it? And at the time, Yamuna Devi's health seemed all right, and, you know, Dina Tarini said, yeah, thinking it will never happen, because how could anyone else write her memoirs? But after Yamuna Devi left, Dina Tarini actually did have to take up the service. And when she read what Yamuna Devi had written, she found that, you know, every detail was precise, because Yamuna Devi was like that. She was very concerned that the historical accounts related to Srila Prabhupada were accurate. And she was very disturbed when she found, you know.
So,
but Dina Tarini discovered one thing about Yamuna Devi's accounts, which was that everything was there except Yamuna Devi. She was so humble that she wrote herself out of the story. So in retrospect, although it was my, you know, ardent desire to be able to read her memoir, I can see now that it was really an arrangement by which she could be put in the story, which she was very much part of. So even now, there is a wonderful website. I think it's called Unalloyed, the Yamuna Devi Legacy Project. And I really recommend everyone go to that website. It's just so well done. You know, there's so much in their minds how she did everything so nicely, and they wanted to do it the same way that she would want. And, yeah, there's photos, there's statements that she made related to different historical periods. There's audio. You can actually hear her speaking, hear her singing. And, yeah, she's like an ocean of good qualities. and devotional service, and this project will give people a taste of drops from that ocean and give you access to that ocean. I also think of something that His Holiness Radhana Swami said to me, because for some years Yamuna Devi attended the Pune Yatra, and her talks at the Pune Yatra was just, they were amazing. But in one talk, she sang different tunes that Srila Prabhupada had taught for the Guru Vastakam prayers. And just these different nuances in the melodies, and when a particular melody or raga should be sung, I mean, it's just like amazing. And Radhana Swami commented to me that she was a super perfectionist. She's like a super perfectionist. And he said, generally, perfectionists are either proud and they think that they're better than others, or they're eccentric. But she was like a super perfectionist, but she was neither proud nor eccentric. She was actually very humble and loving and competent. And so, I feel blessed that I got to know her personally. I think many of us here, of all different sizes and shapes and ages, have probably been blessed by some of her personal association. But even otherwise, there's really an ocean of good qualities and expert, loving service available through the Yamuna Devi Legacy Project. And it's moving along. I mean, the website is there now. The whole book is moving along. And I think it will be a very, very major contribution to the spiritual lives of the devotees in ISKCON and people everywhere. Hare Krishna.